This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witz. It's Morning Devotions. How are you today? The Vietnam War was a terrible time in the history of wars, even though it seems to have forgotten now. But you ask the veterans who were conscripted and they'll tell you how they feel and some of the memories that never go away. For example, let me tell you back in 1965, November, Howard Rutledge was a young American pilot sent on a combat mission over North Vietnam. His aircraft was shot down and he parachuted out, but unfortunately was captured by the North Vietnamese. And here was this man, a prisoner of war for 7.5 years. And when the war had ended, he was released, went home, and eventually wrote the bestseller you may have heard called In the Presence of Mine Enemies. It's a wonderful book. And Howard died in 1984. He was only aged 55 years. So he was a man who had spent 5 of those 7 years in solitary confinement, and rats the size of cats crawled around his cell. It was a shocking experience. He was beaten and tortured. His health broke down. He slept on concrete, and spiders were there the size of his wrist, and all these sort of things. But Howard Rutledge was a Baptist man. He'd attended Sunday school as a young person, and the other POWs actually looked to him for guidance and comfort. And here's something that was said in his book. In the past, he said, I usually played hard on Sundays. I had no time for church. My wife wanted me to attend church. She never nagged or scolded me. She just kept on hoping I'd come. But I was too busy, too preoccupied to think about other important things. And now here, the sights and the sounds of death were all around me. But my hunger for spiritual food soon outdid my hunger for a steak. I wanted to know about that part of me that will never die. I wanted to talk about God and Christ and the church. Here I was in solitary confinement. But I had completely neglected the spiritual dimension of my life. It took prison to show me how empty life is without God. Now that's Howard Rutledge from amazing book, In the Presence of Mine Enemies. Now what a brave man for saying all this. But it shows us that it's never too late, you know, to discover the reality of God in your own life. When you're put to the test, or when he was put to the test, he discovered what was really important. And it wasn't the fact that he was hungry so much, it was that he needed to know God. He wasted opportunities in his younger life. He never went to church, but here he was in a prison camp and desperately calling out to God. And I sense that many people today have that sense of emptiness without God. The psalmist expressed it well in Psalm 90, verse 10. We may expect 70 years or maybe 80 if we're healthy, but even our best years bring trouble and sorrow. Suddenly, our time is up. This is the psalmist talking, and we disappear. Have another look at biblical history. King Solomon, he had 700 wives, 300 concubines. He had a palace. He was the third king to rule over Israel from 965 to 925 BC. So here was Solomon, the wisest, richest, and most powerful man of his time. I mean, when he spoke, everyone in the world listened. And yet, he said as he neared the end of his life, and these are words from Ecclesiastes 1, all my life is far more boring than words can ever say. Our eyes and ears are never satisfied with what we see and hear. Everything that happens has happened before. Nothing's new, nothing under the sun. I've seen it all. And everything is just as senseless as chasing the wind. This amazing man came to a new conclusion in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes. I know the best thing we can do is to enjoy life, because God's gift to us is the happiness we get from our food and drink and from the work we do. Everything God has done will last forever. Nothing he does can ever be changed. God has done this so that we will worship him. There it is. That's in Ecclesiastes. What a change. He actually had written this 3,000 years ago, and makes it clear that without God, life becomes empty. There it is. And I would hope today that you won't stumble on, but allow God to fill that vacuum in your life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being with us. How wonderful to know that you are a living God who fills our life, who shares your life with us. And in you, Lord, we live and breathe. And you provide the very air that we breathe. Thank you for the wonder of a full and satisfying life. Amen.